This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a huge crisis that unfortunately has started a while ago, but now it's really culminating, is people cannot get in with their doctor. Their doctor isn't taking patients anymore. They might still be open, but the average person is being told, sorry, we don't have appointments, or we're only seeing sick people. Now, I'm a family medicine doctor, so I went into family medicine because I wanted to be able to take care of anything. I wanted to be able to deliver a baby, do surgery, identify a melanoma, take care of a kid, take care of their grandma. I wanted to be able to do the type of medicine where I could do anything, whether it's managing their diabetes or setting their broken bone. I just thought that was the coolest medicine. As a kid, when you would hear somebody go, is there a doctor in the house? I didn't want to be the type of doctor where I only knew my lane. And they're like, yeah, but she's a doctor. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't do that. I don't know that stuff. I want to be the type of doctor where I could stand up and go, you count on me. So I, you know, loved how family medicine allowed me to take care of the whole family. And it really helps when you have mom, dad, kids, grandparents, aunts, uncles, you know, not all in the same exam room, but you really get a better idea of what's going on with somebody. The patient could see you and say, no, I don't drink. No, I don't drink. And then cousin comes in and says, yeah, he finishes 2 bottles of vodka a night. So, yeah, people tattle on each other. So I could be a better doctor to somebody if I see them, follow through with them, you know, talk to their family members. I'm not going to talk to them about their medical issues, but if a family member says, look, I know you can't talk to me about so-and-so, but will you suggest this? Will you, you know, so family medicine incorporates so much. Well, the type of medicine, though, I loved wasn't just family medicine. I loved ER, and I loved urgent care, and I loved taking care of the here and now because I love working with my hands. So very early on in my career, I worked in an emergency room at Lake Havasu, and then I worked at urgent cares throughout most of my career, especially my young career. And I love the urgent care setting because that kind of got my ER, you know, itch scratched. But I noticed that when urgent care started to pop up, people preferred the urgent care. They wanted the here and now. Making an appointment for 2 weeks down the line or 3 weeks down the line, now, didn't appeal to a lot of people. With fast food, with microwaves, with emails, you know, internet, we're starting to become a very impatient population. So if somebody has a cold or has an illness or something wrong, they're like, let me just fix the here and now. Then insurance went crazy and deductibles went up after 2009, and that was just a complete mess. And so people are like, it's expensive to go to the doctor. The doctor's going to want to do a physical, and the doctor's going to want to ask me about STDs, and the doctor's going to want to, you know, be on my case about a diet. Let me just go to the urgent care and deal with the here and now. So urgent cares competed with the family doctor. Now, because my office was like an urgent care, I had the x-ray machine, I would do the EKG, I had that approach, we took walk-ins, we were open on Saturdays, we didn't lose business, we were still completely overwhelmed, we were still very, very busy. But COVID changed things. So when COVID hit, many doctor's offices closed. The staff was worried about getting COVID. Doctors couldn't supply PPE because there really wasn't access to PPE and there wasn't enough PPE. And then when doctors did have access to PPE, you didn't really have a lot of staff wanting to come back. Patients didn't want to come back into the office. So doctors had to downsize. Many doctors left their practice. Many went to telemedicine. and said, look, you know what? If nobody wants to get sick and I can't have staff here, we'll just see you over the phone. Well, telemedicine for some doctors is a lot more time consuming than just seeing the patient in the room, because they have to do all the work on the computer rather than staff. So many physicians and medical offices started to limit the numbers of people. So telemedicine grew. Telemedicine started a few years ago, but it got really popular 2019, 2020, and now 2021. So I have a patient call me, and their blood pressure out of control. And I'm like, well, when did you see your doctor last? Oh, my doctor hasn't seen patients in a year. I go, did he retire? No, he's still there. He just won't take patients. And I'm hearing this over and over again. Now, it's really hard to manage somebody's blood pressure over the phone when you didn't get to examine their heart. You're not examining their kidneys, because it's not just about the pressure. We got to check her eyes. It's a whole process. Same thing with diabetes. And I want you to go back to an in-person doctor. And every time I ask somebody, you see, you know, some of them I think are also giving me some lie, you know, because I know a lot of doctors, you know, up in like Northern Nevada, and they're like, no, we're still seeing patients. I'm like, really? I just saw one of yours on telemedicine who claimed that you weren't taken anymore. Like, what are they talking about? So I get that some people want somebody over the phone to just deal with the here and now. But I do believe that there are many providers that quit, decided to go concierge, where, you know what, we're just going to see a few patients a day, and you guys are going to pay us a set fee for that extra TLC. I don't blame them for doing that. The field completely got transformed after the ACA. A lot of doctors are done. A lot of them are maybe done with getting sick and infectious disease, and they're like, you want to know what? The world's going crazy. I'm going to lay low. So what happens if we don't have primary care providers? So I've been telling you, get your sugar checked. Get your blood pressure checked. Get on a diet. Have moles checked. Get a skin cancer screen. And you are telling me I can't find a doctor. So one thing I suggest is try to go to the medical schools. A good medical school will have a very robust clinic, where the attendings and the students and the residents can see patients. Many of those clinics are overwhelmed, but if there's a medical school that doesn't have a clinic, all right, hopefully they start getting one, because medical students are fantastic providers. You have attendings there watching everything, and at least you're able to get in pretty quickly. I would also recommend getting on the phone. I know we don't have phone books anymore, but going through your area and calling, because I think there are doctors that are trying to reopen and trying to get their patients back who have escaped and gone to telemedicine. So I think there's doctors that are going to want you to come back and are going to want business. You're just going to have to get on the phone and keep calling and trying to find them. But get yourself a primary care provider. You can't do all this medicine and health care over the phone. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one email I'm not going to read. And by the way, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Go to the contact page. You could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. Or you could reach out on Twitter, on Facebook, and send your questions. Ideally, we like the phone calls, but I get how if you're shy. And this one email was a little long, and I'll brevitize it. Brevitize, I think, is a word. Where it's a person, one of our listeners is Republican, and they are noticing that they actually have a calm about them, and they're less anxious than they expected to be during the first few weeks of the Biden administration. And they were talking to one of their other Republican friends and noticed that they seemed to be less anxious also. And why is that? And like I said, I'm not going to read the whole email and all the examples, but I could explain exactly what it is. You know, the election is very, and any election year is very anxiety producing. And we, whether you're Democrat or Republican, always fear a loss. Nobody wants to lose. Everybody wants to win. Nobody wants to lose. So when the loss does happen, it hurts. It's pretty painful. You're embarrassed. It's humiliating. You question, you know, if it even happened. We talked about the stages of grief. You know, confused about, you know, how the election might have gone, how the person you chose won or didn't win. But that part, I think people start healing from over after about a few weeks. Then they start to fear what the next administration would do. And for months, if you've been Republican, you have been fearing that the next administration was going to just reverse everything Trump did, become more socialized, promise to do a lot of spending. And you feared it so much that you already kind of mentally prepared yourself. And for those people that think, you know, the Biden administration is overspending, is reversing everything Trump did, they were prepared. There's a lot of people unhappy with what's happening with the Biden administration, but they had been stressing about it, that they actually, not that I ever recommend anybody stressing, but I believe a lot of people were preparing for it because they didn't want to be shocked. And they were over preparing and being over pessimistic such that they might be even a little pleasantly surprised that, let's say, the wall isn't taken down yet. Of course, remember, anything can happen. You know, on one end, the administration might be laying low on some things. You know, a lot of these executive orders did kind of build upon some of the things Trump did, but then others are reversals. Like, there's going to be the naturalization of 9 million migrants. There's going to be a series of executive orders today. Some people, you know, are excited about immigration opening back up and people coming in. Others are freaked out because there's not a lot of jobs with COVID. So I think maybe there's been this anticipatory issue. But the big thing, the reason why I think there is that calm, and I'm even picking it up from Democrats as well, because, you know, you're not seeing people say, yay, Joe Biden, yay, Joe Biden. There's a meme that's been circulating the last few weeks where, you know, I forget what it is. Somebody said, you know, I think all my Biden-supported friends must have defriended me because I don't see any posts on what a good job he's doing. And it's, you know, I think there's been a calm on both sides, Republican and Democrat, and the mudslinging, the calling somebody racist, calling somebody homophobic, calling somebody names, and just vilifying the other side has temporarily slowed down for the most part. And people also haven't been getting that political. What has been big on social media lately, the Bernie Sanders meme, you know, when he was in mittens, and, you know, maybe the COVID vaccine selfies. And so I think what's been happening is people have not been berated and accused of things. Whoever lost any friends, they've already lost their friends. So the worst, even though some people might think the worst is yet to come, you know, and I haven't been very pessimistic about our future because, you know, I think a lot of people have lost respect for each other and lost respect for our leaders and the media and just, it's kind of a mess. You know, and I think people are going to want to save us from economic ruin by, you know, making some unfortunate decisions. You know, I think some of the Biden decisions need to be really better thought out. So I'm not as optimistic about the future. I'm optimistic we are going to fight COVID better. But I'm not optimistic about how Americans react to each other because we've seen some pretty bad things. But I think if anybody does have a calm, it's because they haven't been attacked lately. They haven't been, I mean, trust me, about a week or two ago, everybody was being accused of wanting to kill Congress, right? If, you know, you had supported Trump, which isn't true. You know, yes, there were riots and those riots were bad, but just because you had been at a rally, right, doesn't mean you're a murderer, for crying out loud. So I think this calm is very short-lived, but what you're feeling is people have started to kind of move away from the mudslinging and those politics, and now people on the Democratic side have to see who they voted in, you know, and what they do. Now, what's very, very interesting is there's the Democratic Party is just as variegated as the Republican Party. And so on the Democratic side, you know, they might have disliked Trump, but there are some things that Biden might be doing that might be job-killing, shall we say, decisions. So if, you know, there's going to be that push to allow anybody to refuse job and still get unemployment, then, by the way, anybody should have a right to refuse their job. The question is who pays for their unemployment if they don't want to work? Well, there's a lot of Democrats out there that want teachers back. There's a lot of Democrats that are business owners. They're a little worried about the minimum wage going up. They're a little worried about... So I think you have a lot of people all on both sides concerned about some of the changes that are being made. And, you know, if there was absolutely no fraud in this election, which I doubt, and no fraud, I don't even think a Democrat would believe that, too. I think nobody believes that any election is fraud-free. Still, it was really close, which means half the country likes our president, half the country doesn't. That's assuming there was no fraud in the election. He still only has, what, 47%, you know, 40-50% of supporters. So it's a very, it's a calm before the storm. But yeah, enjoy it. If nobody's attacking you, nobody's attacking you for, you know, you supporting somebody politically and calling you names, enjoy it now. I would, you know, not be as entrenched in politics as I think a lot of people did get. And I get they were trying to, you know, sway the election one way or the other. Half the country was successful, the other half of the country wasn't. But I think there's a lot of losses that happened, not just an election loss, but a lot of losses in terms of friends, family, jobs. I mean, there are people not able to get loans. We're hearing stories of, you know, people being blacklisted because of who they supported. Both sides. And I wouldn't let politics pervade your life to that degree where it prevents you from feeding your family. So it's going to be, I think things are going to get rough. I think the Biden administration, just like any other administration, is going to bring good and going to bring bad. I think there's going to be decisions that are going to hurt. I think there's going to be some decisions that are going to help. Same thing with Obamacare. I think Obamacare was one of the most ridiculous pieces of legislation out there, but there were a couple things good with it. I love that we're not going to exclude anybody for a pre-existing condition. I agree with that. The problem is that the reality is people don't have insurance. They don't have coverage. They have high deductibles. So sometimes what's good can bring also bad. And we have an under-insured population that Obamacare didn't fix. If Joe Biden's going to double down on it, we'll see what he could fix. If he could fix that, lower deductibles, great. If all it involves is spending more money and giving more money to pharmaceutical companies, I see that being a disaster. If nobody's going to be building free clinics, building hospitals, allowing people to have access to health care directly, no, that's going to be a problem. So it was an interesting email. I'm glad you brought it up. Keep the questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, yeah, just don't lose any more friends, family, jobs over politics. It's just not worth it. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, comes under immense scrutiny for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. On Monday, a report details Cuomo's contentious relationship with the New York State Health Department. The Times report claimed 9 top health officials resigned over the last year. The former officials allege Cuomo sidestepped their proposals for dishing out COVID-19 vaccines to residents. They added Cuomo deleted decades worth of planning. 100-ish House Democrats are asking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to include amnesty for some illegal immigrants in the COVID relief package. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus is heading up the group of House Democrats who sent a letter to Pelosi over the weekend seeking amnesty for at least 5 million illegal immigrants deemed essential workers and added to the stimulus bill. 6 people were arrested Monday for trespassing after altering California's iconic Hollywood sign, changing the last 4 letters to B-O-O-B. USA Radio News. President Trump is expected to give comments to the court Tuesday on the impeachment trial set to begin next week. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A week away from his second impeachment trial, former President Donald Trump announced he was bringing in a new legal team. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy tells Fox News that in a legal proceeding, that would be cause for a delay in a trial. But since impeachment is a political matter, the president's new team will have to quickly prepare their defense.
They can make arguments for all kinds of things. The fact is, we have to keep remembering that this is a political proceeding, not a legal one. So the normal due process rules wouldn't necessarily obtain. I think what you're seeing is the president has replaced a team that appears to have been, you know, more along the lines of a traditional legal team that wanted to put their head down and proceed with the case. He wants a little bit more of a public defense because it's a political proceeding.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, this is interesting. We have been stumbling over the vaccine rollout, and early on we were told that CVS and Walgreens were going to get to do their thing. And here we are in February. Well, finally, we're being told that the Biden administration is going to begin shipping vaccine doses directly to pharmacies. Now, I like pharmacies. I love pharmacists. Pharmacists save doctors' butts all the time with drug interactions, with allergies, and, you know, they're like, doctor, you sure you want to order this? You sure you want to write this? So I have, with the exception of one pharmacist who tried to interfere with what I was doing with the patient and actually put them at worse risk. Every other pharmacist I've worked with or pharmacy staff has been phenomenal. And they administer flu vaccines. They administer vaccines. So I think the pharmacies are underutilized until now. So the Biden administration is going to begin shipping vaccine doses directly to pharmacies. Many pharmacies have already been administering doses and taking them to long-term care facilities. There's apparently an ongoing federal program for Walgreens and CVS to do that. But if we're trying to vaccinate as many people as possible, if we're starting to get the shipments in, then we should be able to do that. Now, logistically, is it going to be a pain in the butt? Yeah. I've heard that some pharmacies are nervous. I'm not going to, you know, say anybody in particular. But one is, you know, what do they do if somebody goes into anaphylaxis? Where do they have people wait? How do they monitor? How do they have the extra staff? But they're going to get paid to do this. So they have hopefully the extra staff. They have the hopefully the parking lot area where they can have somebody in cars that are doing their, shall we say, their observation. I believe it was at Petco Park. Somebody started to have a reaction, and they were told to honk the horn if they did. And they honked the horn, and then EMS and paramedics came. So, you know, will each pharmacy have a paramedic nearby? Now, pharmacists are trained. They can administer EpiPens. They can't reach out to EMS if they need to. But I think the reason why there was the hesitancy on using pharmacies is many people were concerned about the anaphylactic reactions and what to do if it happened outside of a hospital setting. And I think we're seeing so few of those. They're still out there. People are having bad reactions to it, but so rare that now I think the government is more comfortable with allowing, you know, the vaccine rollout, and I think it's also because they're getting more doses. If you don't get a lot of doses, it's very hard to pick and choose which locations to do the rollout on. So we're being told by Politico that the federal government is going to ship doses now directly to pharmacies. The new pharmacy initiative is aimed at broadening access to vaccines generally. And White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients told reporters that the government is going to ship only about 1 million doses a week to about 6,500 pharmacies through the new program at first. The vaccine sent directly to pharmacies starting next week will be in addition to the weekly shipments to the states. So it is not going to take away from, health districts' totals. So it's going to start next week, and it will roughly total about 10.5 million doses. So they're going to pilot this in 6,500 pharmacies. I like that idea. I like the idea of testing something first. All right. I'm not a big risk taker. And if pharmacies are able to prove to the federal government that they got this handled, that they're not having as many adverse events or anaphylactic cases as we might have seen early on. And remember, if they're going to be doing the first shot, that should hopefully be less in terms of anaphylaxis. One of you had asked how many severe reactions have we been hearing with the second shot. I haven't heard of any. Which is intriguing because usually if somebody is going to have an anaphylactic reaction, it's because they've been exposed to a component to something that's going to trigger then if the next time around. But my guess is, why haven't we heard about second dose anaphylaxis? The one is maybe anybody that did have a severe reaction first time around, they weren't allowed to get it the second time. Two is maybe we're just not hearing about it. Maybe it's just not making national news, and we're going to hear about it later. Somebody had sent me a report, a physician had sent me a report that there's been about 140 deaths linked to the COVID vaccine. Again, we've only been told in the media of a few. So, if the CDC is investigating them, just like the one in Placer County, Northern California, they ruled that out. So if the CDC is investigating 140 people that died hours or days after the vaccine, they have a right to do that. But maybe the media is hesitating on saying they're vaccine-related deaths. Remember, the Placer County Sheriff's Office had to kind of explain in multiple sentences why they had informed the public about them investigating a COVID vaccine death, and then it ended up not, the coroner said, nope, not COVID vaccine related. You know, I guess they got some criticism, but I want people to tell us if there's an investigation. I like the transparency. So, back to the vaccinations and the pharmacies. They say vaccinations through the federal partnership is going to start February 11th. They say the CDC, which has quite a bit of experience working with pharmacies, is making sure that we are picking pharmacies in that first phase that are located in areas that are harder to reach to ensure that we have an equitable distribution of the pharmacy doses. They say at least one participant, CVS Health, plans to begin offering vaccinations to eligible populations using doses from the federal program on the first day. The pharmacy chain expects to receive 250,000 doses that will be rolled out at approximately 330 stores across 11 states, including California, Texas, Virginia, and New York. Walgreens is going to start their dosing February 12th. Biden administration, from what we understand from Politico, is going to be using this as a dry run to test if the federal pharmacy program will work before scaling it up. I agree with that. Again, start slow. I know people need the shot, but, you know, if you're going to distribute and you're getting more in, let's start now getting the pharmacies involved and seeing what they could do. And if there are issues where there's, you know, not able to be a paramedic nearby, or I'm sure what's happening is because it's on a low scale, some of the more rural pharmacies are reaching out to local EMS saying, look, okay, we're going to start this then. Okay, what do you want us to do? How, you know, just can you have somebody on standby? So I'm sure there's local EMS officials are close by. Pharmacies luckily have EpiPens. So, but I have heard that some people are a little nervous, you know, because, you know, sometimes it's just, it's more than an EpiPen. Sometimes, you know, you need other sort of intervention. They say eventually they're going to increase supply up to 40,000 pharmacies nationwide might provide COVID-19 vaccinations. So that's something that we've been waiting on. Another thing we were waiting on was the National Guard. President Trump had promised that he was going to get the military involved to help give out the vaccines. Again, we need vaccines in order to do that. But apparently they are fully, they are starting to mobilize National Guard for that as well. They say states will be fully repaid for emergency resources and services they purchased or provided, such as masks, gloves, mobilize the National Guard since the beginning of the pandemic, and that estimated cost is $3 billion to $5 billion. Zinc said that they can use the additional resources for vaccination efforts and emergency supplies moving forward. So currently, federal government has shipped about 50 million COVID vaccine doses to states. More than 26 million people, I think the number is even close to 30, has received at least a first dose of Moderna and Pfizer. 6 million did receive their second dose. So they're moving. You know, the Trump administration had in November said that the pharmacies like Albertsons, Rite Aid, Kroger, Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, Publix would be partners in administering COVID-19 vaccines. Not all of these participating pharmacies are going to go get initial doses. Right now, it's just CVS and Walgreens. So we'll see what happens. I think the pharmacies can do a great job as long as there's no side effects. If it's going to be very similar to the flu shot, where we have very little anaphylactic reactions, I think the pharmacies are going to do great. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Storm Orlena is still battling parts of the Mid-Atlantic states in the Northeast. It has left over 4 people dead, shut down multiple coronavirus vaccination sites, canceled more than 2,000 flights. There's been, from what I'm hearing from Daily Mail, over 660 vehicle crashes in New Jersey alone. The storm continues well until today. Officials warn that the heaviest of the snow accumulation is still to come in some places, 2 feet predicted in total. As of last night, 20 inches or more had already fallen in eastern Pennsylvania to northern New Jersey. The highest total of 30 inches were reported in Mendham, New Jersey at about 11 p.m. Now, the first victim of the storm, I don't know if you heard, was a 67-year-old woman with Alzheimer's. She apparently wandered away from her home in Pennsylvania and I think became hypothermic. And she had died. 67-year-old woman with Alzheimer's. Three further deaths also in Pennsylvania were announced by authorities last night. One was a murder-suicide that neighbors are saying happened over snow shoveling. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Flakes have been falling since Sunday. National Weather Service said more than 15.3 inches of snow had fallen in Manhattan Central Park as of 5 p.m., making the first snowstorm to dump a foot or more of snow on the city in over 5 years. Video posted to social media also showed coastal flooding in New Jersey. Apparently a high tide late Monday morning came near Atlantic City, Belmar, Manscon, and Wildwood. So parts of New England are braced for a foot or more. By the time the snow finally tapers off, rates of about 2 inches per hour, possibly in areas like Massachusetts. I mean, we live in Vegas, so we received some snow and just lost our minds. It was just fantastic. We were pretty excited. But I'm looking right now at what New York City is dealing with. I mean, it's, you know, for those of us who don't live in snow, we really don't. I think we underappreciate what you guys deal with living in snow. In Maryland, there was a tractor trailer and an SUV accident. I don't know if anybody lived through that one. So what was this fight? I have to kind of look at why was there a, there was like a murder-suicide. There was some sort of a fight between, gosh, it was, oh man, hold on a second. Let me take a look. I thought it was a couple. So hold on a second. Let me see if I can look it up because I want to tell you guys about it. Yeah, it was a snow shoveling dispute. This is being reported by the New York Post. They say Jeffrey Spade, 47 years old, shot dead his across the street neighbors, James Goy and his wife, as they were clearing snow. Apparently, this has been an ongoing dispute between neighbors. He, after he shot his neighbors, he took his own life. This is according to Lucerne County First Assistant District Attorney Sam Sanguidolce. Said they're across the street from each other, and when they would remove snow, they would throw it across the street at the other person's property. So Spade decided to kill Goy and his wife. Then he went back inside his home, grabbed an AR-15-style rifle, we're being told. He retrieved the rifle and then shot them again. Then he went back inside and he used a third rifle to kill himself. Wow. Prosecutors are investigating the deaths as an apparent murder-suicide. This happened as, like I said, the storm had hit, you know, pretty badly. I can't believe this. It's, you know, Patricia Becker is the 67-year-old who had Alzheimer's disease, was pronounced dead from hypothermia early Monday after being found lying on a street 4 blocks from her Allentown home. Just tragic. You know, these are things you just don't want to hear happen. You know, I mean, 67 is young these days. For somebody to have Alzheimer's to that degree where they start to wander, you know, it's interesting. Many people tell me that they can't get their parents to live in assisted living or come and live with them. And we'll revisit the topic of how to, you know, intervene with a family member who doesn't want to be intervened with. But I tell you, when it comes to Alzheimer's, you know, many people can cover up their mistakes. And you might think, oh, they said the wrong thing. Or, maybe it was me. Maybe I forgot to tell them. Or, you know, maybe they misplaced their keys. All right? You know, have a higher index of suspicion for Alzheimer's with your family members. And I understand many of us don't live in the same zip code as our family members anymore. People are across the country. My siblings all across the country. So I'm the only one that lives near my mom. But still, I live miles away from her. She's fine. She doesn't seem to have any, you know, senses lost, thank God. But, you know, somebody living alone can do something as unfortunately careless as wandering out in the snow, not dressed warm enough, and then getting lost and not being able to make it back home. And it's a shame that they die. And then, you know, this spade killing this, you know, Goy and his wife, James and his wife, you know, over snow. I've told you guys many times that I think the average person out there has a breaking point. And if somebody has mental illness, that breaking point comes even sooner. So I'm not sure what this Jeffrey Spade's problem was. He was only 47 years old. But for him to get so mad to kill a couple that probably had kids, possibly had grandkids, had loved ones, that means he was either mentally ill or was at his breaking point, or both. And the other thing I want to tell you guys is assume anybody around you, right, could have that potential. I hate to do that because, you know, I wanted to grow up in a country where you could leave your front door unlocked and a neighbor could walk in if they needed to and grab some food. And, you know, that's not the world we live in. Your neighbors will kill you over snow. I've seen people kill each other over road rage, somebody getting cut off. The anger people have and the desire to kill has never escaped humans. It doesn't matter if we wear a tie. It doesn't matter if we're wearing Spanx and we put eyelashes on. We're animals at the core. And I think there is an inherent desire for a lot of people out there to want to kill. And it just takes, you know, the wrong place at the wrong time. With them not being able to control themselves, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's alcohol, maybe they've lost their job, maybe they've lost their spouse, they're just over it, I don't know. But just assume that there's some really, really bad seeds out there, and it could be your neighbor. And if you see that a neighbor gets mad, you know, over something simple, those are the ones that you need to watch out for. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, people are mad at Governor Newsom. They are mad so much that his recall movement is growing. Who would take over? Well, there's ex-San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner has announced his bid to unseat California Governor Newsom. Apparently, they say Governor Newsom has botched the basics during this crisis. His continuous failures are an immediate hazard to the state of California, and he must be replaced. So former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner has thrown his name officially into the ring. I'm not sure how many others are also throwing their name in the ring, but we were in California a few months back, and gosh, I can't tell you how many times we were approached to sign a petition. We're like, yeah, but we don't live here. They're like, doesn't matter. I mean, people are mad. They say millions of our public school children are being left behind. He's unable to give unemployment to Californians while racking up $31 billion in fraud. Yeah, apparently there has been about $31 billion in fraudulent unemployment payments gone to people that didn't deserve it and frauded the system. Faulkner said, and our great state is one of the slowest at distributing life-saving vaccines. His continuous failures are an immediate hazard to the state of California. So, you know, he's a Republican. He's a moderate Republican city councilman, but was elected mayor of a Democratic-leaning San Diego. So people think that he might have the chance to do that, to be able to unseat him. We'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.